What up? It's your boy Rodney Perry. It is the podcast. Drinking some, what is some type of Hawaiian punch? I don't know. Kind of tastes kind of coconutty right now. Not really a fan of it, but you know, lately the last year or so, I haven't been drinking a lot of beverages that aren't water. So occasionally, you know, a little cup of sugar don't hurt, you know. What up, man? Hope everything is well. I'm feeling real good right now. Like, I went to sleep early, and I'm just kind of up now, and this is a good time in my house. Everybody is down in their respective spaces, and the house is kind of quiet. Dogs ain't barking. This is my time, you know. And it's crazy even think about this time, because I remember, you know, when I was a kid, my mother would be up like this, just up, you know, late. You know, she would, you know, check on us and look in our rooms and make sure everything was okay. And I find myself doing that or things like that now. So, just really thankful, man, for my mental state. I think there's a fine line between a person that's perceived as crazy and a person that's not, right? Like, if you've been paying attention to the podcast, you heard me talk a few casts ago about a friend of ours that was been going through some stuff. Well, people think this girl is crazy. But I talked to her, and I got to be honest, having a conversation with her, she seems just as sane as anybody else. And who's to say she's wrong? She's operating outside the norms, and that in itself can get you labeled as a fucking nut. If you operate outside society's norms, people will think you are crazy. Most of the people we regard as geniuses are operating outside of the norm and by definition are fucking insane. Kanye West, he says some crazy stuff sometimes, but guess what? The same guy that says that is the same guy that makes the fucking amazing music. It's like genius is also really close to insanity. When you hear people talk about like brilliant people, I mean, just look at history. Einstein, look at, you know, Alexander the Great, look at any number of great people, and they were probably sociopaths. Like, it takes something else to stand out in the crowd. So I'm saying to you today, it's okay to be crazy. Whatever that thing is. Whatever that thing that makes you different from everybody else. But this is the crazy part. You got to be so different and so the same at the same time. Like, if you're too different, if you're too different, that's something completely different. Like, take for instance, President Obama. President Obama ran on change, right? I mean, not taxes, not better legislation, change. The crazy part about running on change is people fucking hate change. So you kind of don't change anything. Donald Trump, halfway through his campaign, he changed his direction and he ran on change. See, when you don't have the resume, you boast that you'll do something different. You boast change. When Hillary Clinton was running, I remember this very vividly. President Obama said she's the most qualified candidate in the last 100 years. But guess what? Being qualified is not enough. Like, being the best person for the job is not enough. Guess what? You could be the best person for the job and not get the fucking job. Because there's so many other factors. There's interpersonal activity. That's how you deal with people. There's charisma. There's luck. There's a blessing from God. There's the gift of gab. There's any number of things that separate you from the pack. But to separate is also to be equal. If you go too far away from conventional norms, you are insane. Crazy. So when you see somebody that you perceive as crazy, insane, or nuts, ask yourself, are they crazy? Or am I? Hey, this is Rodney Perry. It's the podcast. Thanks for listening. If you're not already subscribing, please subscribe. Whatever platform you listen on, hit your boy up too. Shoot me an email, rodney@rodneyperry.com. Let me know what you think of it. If you got any suggestions for topics, holler at your boy.